We walked across the parking lot to this store called Big Lots. And Big Lots is fun. They have a lot of discount stuff, you know, overstock stuff and stuff other stores want to get rid of. So they give it to them. Oh, my. Excuse me. Almost did a big fatty and just let a big belch rip. Mm. I should have, and I could have told you what I was eating. Doritos.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Almost did a big fatty and just let a big belch rip.
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1432. The BFO42, I say Tuesday the 23rd of July 2013, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me, Little Show. Y'all, we got more voice letters, and we're heading back to Spot and Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, belchers. Big Fatty, you're the only one that belches. No. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're belchers today because y'all at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that frequency from the gay wasteland. Y'all, he's talking about blowing it out, Big Fatty Vulga, and just belching it up with Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. It's just lovely to hear the frequency talking on his little show. So anyway, y'all, I'm watching the weather rat, and it looks like we're gonna be about 30% chance of rain all week long. Yes, Big Fatty, it's lovely, just lovely, y'all. That's the way it is in Charleston in the summertime. You know, if you don't have they have those splash and dash. Oh, y'all, that is, what is that? That is Italian spaghetti. Yes, Big Fatty. So, anyway, y'all, sort of a quiet day in the coal mine on Monday. Larry Clyde was not there. Y'all, he's still recovering from his trip to the New York City. New York City! Yes, and y'all, he evidently went to a club where young men dancing around in their underpants or something like that. And y'all, he said that sitting two bar stools down from where he was, y'all, it was that Bruce Valanche. And y'all, who doesn't love the woolly mammoth Bruce Valanche? Big Freddy, it would be lovely if someone had spotted you with Bruce Valanche. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. You know, last time we was over here at Spot and Big Fatty, we had that Vulga cake. But y'all, that Peter G, y'all, he has spotted Big Fatty when he was up there, when Big Fatty was up there in the Canada-Mexico. It says, one more from the Canada-Mexico. Big Fatty has just been told that they ran out of lobsters. And y'all, it's a picture of Big Fatty in the Blue Nose Cafe. And y'all, that is exactly... The place that I went, that they told me I was, that there was no lobster. Poor Big Fatty. But anyway, Peter G, you did some research on that. Yes, Big Fatty. Our next one is from Mike Perry, also up there in the Canada-Mexico. He says he spotted Big Fatty wishing you a happy birthday. And y'all, it is a picture. It is Vulga. It is absolutely Vulga of Big Fatty coming out of a birth canal. Big Fatty, it's Vulga indeed. And y'all, we got lots more of these. We'll just have to get to the rest of them later in the week. But y'all, it makes Big Fatty happy when you send in your pictures. Yes!
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Ricky, you know, from Foul Monkeys. I know it's been a long time since I've called. And I think I just heard a ding. But, yeah, it's been a while since I actually listened to your show because I moved into a new position where it's harder for me to actually work and listen to podcasts because I actually have to concentrate a little bit more. I'm, like, paying money and dealing with people's accounts and stuff. So I have to make sure that I'm doing the right thing. And with all that fat inside your show, I don't know if I can handle all of it. I mean, I got enough fat on my own. I couldn't imagine being ginormously fat as your show is. So. Anyway, I thought I would call and let you know that I do listen every now and then, that I'm not a constant listener, but I still listen. And I love you. And I cannot wait to see you in Pride 48. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That is...
Foulmonkeys.com.
Oh! Big Fatty, you forgot he likes to advertise. Y'all, that is Big Ricky. And y'all, that was... first of all, Big Ricky, thank you so much for the call. It's been forever since we've heard from you. And Big Ricky, I just wanted to let you know, your mama called. She called asking me for your number, and I gave her your number, but evidently it was disconnected for failure to pay for the service. I don't know what it was, but y'all, Big Ricky, you know, he's feeling I'm not quite sure, but y'all, there's more to this call than you know, because Big Ricky is he's requested a special spot in the Pride 48 schedule during Las Vegas, so he's trying to make good with Big Fatty, and Big Ricky, you might have kissed my ass just enough. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar.
Good morning, Big Fatty. It's Guru Nudie in Tampa. I've got a suggestion for the batshit crazy Kathy Bacon theme song. Let me play it here, and then we'll talk about it, shall we? As all the astute opera-loving fans of the BFO instantly recognize, this is from the Strauss opera, Die Fledermaus. And I think it works on two levels. I think the music fits, three levels, actually. The music fits. Die Fledermaus is German for the bat. And if you Google image Johann Strauss, he's the spitting image. The spitting image of the crazy Mexican had in. Well, I thought I'd just run that up the flagpole and see who salutes it. Ciao, man.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all that... Oh, Big Freddy, is he going to play the whole damn song? Guru Nudie in Tampa. First of all, thank you so much for the call. We love to hear from you. And y'all, I'm telling you, if you're not following Guru Nudie in Tampa on the Twitter, y'all, you miss out on some of the best tweets out there. Because y'all, especially if he's had a cocktail or a bottle of wine or something like that, maybe that a bottle of that moose pea wine, y'all, he's funny as hell and he's clever. He's real clever. But Guru Nudie, I tell you what, let's play that music again, because we just happen to have it. Our next call is from Miss Bacon. Yes, Bacon. Ready?
Well, I'd say you'll never guess what is sitting in my driveway, but I tweeted a picture of it. So anyway, it is sitting in my driveway, and I guess basically, I just can't afford really to wish out loud. Oh, but then I sit here and I go, you know what? I've been wishing out loud for fifth generation iPod Touch. I said, I want this color. This is what I want for a monogram on the back. I don't want a case for it. I want a 32 size or whatever. Do you think I could get that in the mail? No, no. But every time I wish for something in my driveway or in my garage, it, what is the word? Fruitation? Comes to your fruitation? Is that the word? Anyway, I'm not sure what it is, but I am just going to write this off as a another lesson learned, and I'm going to say it's a done deal. I don't have to worry about it anymore. You know, pay the taxes, pay the insurance, move on. At least the kid will be safe. The car the kid is driving right now. Okay, just to be fair, I will take a picture of the car that he's driving right now. So it is a huge step up. He's driving a 1997 Plymouth Breeze or whatever, and it's a little old, and it's a little, you know, I don't know. It runs. You know, I'm not begrudging anybody who drives an old car. I understand everybody, you know, can't buy or doesn't want new or whatever. But anyway, it is a huge step up. And I told Gerald, well, let's just put a happy birthday on it. And I am not buying him anything for his birthday besides a cake. And I can guarantee you I will be eating all the corners. All right. I'm at McDonald's. I'm serious. I'm at McDonald's. And I'm going to top it off with a ice cream cone while I drive the papers over to the bank to drop them off.
Yeah, Gussie. First of all, Guru Nudy, I think that music worked quite nicely with that batshit crazy call. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for updating us on the vehicle report. And anyway, you know, y'all, Miss Bacon, she loves an ice cream cone. She loves an ice cream cone. And Miss Bacon, a fruitation? I think the word you were looking for, that you were searching for, and you know, Big Fatty searches for words every day, but y'all, Miss Bacon, I think the word you were looking for was fruition, but I like fruitation. Big Fatty, don't we all?
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. I was just digging around and I found out that I have had this pink iPod since, Valentine's Day 2007. So I think everybody should vote. I think I am due for a new iTouch Generation 5. Hold on a second.
Probably the half, but if it rains, will I get wet?
Anyway, I'm heading out on my motorcycle. Well, I'm not heading out on my motorcycle. I'm heading out on... No, it didn't work. Oh, I'm so bummed. Okay, so I changed the... Okay, this is what I was calling for. I was going to say, do you know I'm playing with iTunes, and I changed the date, the order on the iTunes in my iPod. Then the shows would be stacked oldest to newest, and it didn't work. Okay, so when I'm riding on my motorcycle, I can't listen to podcasts on this iPod because I listen to them backwards because the bottom one is the newest one, and when it's over, it ends. It doesn't, like, skip up to the top one like it does. Just disregard everything. Not even.
Yeah, I guess it. Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you for calling, also thank you to that Timmy Sims. He provided that suggestion for Miss Bacon's music to introduce her phone calls. And Timmy Sims, thank you so much. It was just lovely. And Miss Bacon, a couple of things that come to mind. Number one, how the hell can you hear a podcast when you're out riding your motorbike, your hog, and number two, y'all, when she says that she listens backwards, y'all, I could just imagine going in reverse rather than going in reverse order. That you know instead of double speed, it would just be in playing from the end to the beginning. Big Fatty, you're just as batshit crazy as her.
She has gone completely out of my mind. And They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful.
Hey, Pat, it's Bacon. Am I walking? I got some new shoes, so I'm, like, breaking them in. And they're bright white, so I wore black socks so you can see how dingy my socks were. I kid. Okay. Just kidding. I'm listening to Hello Waffles, like having a marathon, like this is like my 14th episode. And, whoa, sorry. God, I really was talking loud. Well, anyway, I'm listening to Hello Waffles, having a marathon, walking. I just got done watching while driving the golf cart. I didn't golf. Anyway, I think you should do what they do at the end of the show. All those loud bells, it's like, it wakes you up. It's like, hello, time to get up. Show's over.
Yeah, gotcha, y'all. That is Miss Bacon again. Y'all, that is the last call from Miss Bacon today. And y'all, that is the last entry we have for the Miss Bacon intro. And y'all, that one is from Jimmy Baer. And Jimmy Baer, I love that one. It's just lovely. Now, Miss Bacon, I'm not real sure what your call was about. You called to tell me you were listening to the Howdy Do Pancakes. And I thought you were going to go somewhere with that, and then you started talking about driving a golf cart. So I don't know what the hell you... What the... Be ready? Isn't that kind of the point of all this? Well, I guess it kind of is. So anyway, y'all, I've got two more voice letters, neither from Miss Bacon, but y'all, I'm going to save those for tomorrow's little show, y'all, because I've got a recipe here. Y'all, get out your pencil. I'm not going to play the music. Casey and Denver send this to me, and y'all, it's candied bacon slices, and somebody needs to make this and send it to Big Fatty. 7 to 8 slices of bacon, preferably applewood smoke, 2 packed tablespoons of light brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of yellow curry powder or more to taste, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, freshly ground pepper, and cayenne pepper optional. I'd like the cayenne pepper. Position a rack in the center of the oven and preheat to 400 degrees. Line the broiler pan with aluminum foil, shiny side down. This will make cleaning the pan easier. Place the rack on the broiler pan on top of the pan, then arrange the slices of bacon in a single layer on the rack. Mix the brown sugar, curry, cinnamon in a small bowl. Add black pepper and cayenne pepper if using to taste. Sprinkle with the brown sugar spice mixture liberally and evenly over each slice of bacon. Bake until the bacon is crisp and glazed, 10 to 14 minutes. The total baking time will depend on the thickness of the bacon slices. After about 6 minutes, rotate the broiler pan 180 degrees so the back of the broiler pan faces the front of the oven. Let the bacon cool in the broiler rack for about 2 minutes before transferring to a paper towel lined plate. Oh dear Gussie. To drain and serve warm. Casey and Denver, that just sounds lovely. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Tuesday. And y'all, I hope you've enjoyed as much as I have the little contest to pick a song or a sound or something for when Miss Bacon calls. I don't know that we've made a definitive decision, but y'all I've just loved all the entries, and the nice thing is we've had a bacon call for each of the entries, plus today we had a bacon recipe, right, Frequency?
Almost did a big fatty and just let a big belch rip.
Oh, just let it fly. Blow it out, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.